Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Soul Music. Today, we will be discussing the murdered rapper Nipsey Hussle and his impact on not only the LA community, but the entire new generation. Now, you may not have heard the name Nipsey Hussle before he was shot and killed on March 31st in Los Angeles, but news of Hussle's death went viral and led to an online outpouring of grief from not only his fans, but also huge names in the music industry and beyond. Before we begin, if you're uncomfortable with discussing gang affiliation, or if profanity isn't your favorite, I suggest you listen to another podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about the life of the late gang-affiliated rapper Nipsey Hussle. People who were interviewed also mentioned his wrongful way of death, so there will also be some violence mentioned. His music does contain some profanity, so if that doesn't sit well, please don't listen to this. Though he'd been associated with the rolling 60s neighborhood Crips in his youth, Hussle was slated to meet with the president of the Los Angeles Police Commission, Los Angeles Police Department Chief, and entertainment company Roc Nation to discuss ways to stop gang violence. In the last few years, he even went so far as to participate in anti-gun violence rallies. He wanted change, and he wanted it as soon as possible. He also had a violent past and had spoken publicly about his long affiliation with the Rollin' 60s, but more recently, it seemed as though Hussle had distanced himself from the gang. He was involved in community activism, working to empower and employ underprivileged groups through real estate investments, science, and tech learning centers for teens, and other efforts in inner city Los Angeles. The impact of Hussle's death is reverberating across the hip-hop world. Many of his fans will stream his songs and spit his lyrics to appreciate his storytelling skills. But for residents of the Crenshaw neighborhood who felt his impact more directly, many will miss his presence and commitment to uplifting others in the community.
Nipsey Hussle was like a hood superhero. He was a real street dude, a real gangbanger, but he had a vision and a mission to be better for himself and his community. He ascended beyond the conditions of his childhood and became a pillar in our community. In turn, he was murdered in front of his own store in his own city that he repped so hard for, the place he called home. When you grow up in a gang culture, you become immune to death and murder, but this one hits different, especially if you're actually from LA. It's been 2 months and there's still a cloud of sadness and heartbreak that is being felt all over the world. He referred to himself as the Tupac of his generation, but honestly, he was so much more. He had so many things to accomplish, and I feel like we, Los Angeles, let him down. He was such a beautiful soul with so much light. To experience him, whether through music, personal interactions, or even listening to interviews, is a unique experience that leaves a lasting impression.
Nipsey Hussle's message when it came to his music consisted of life in Crenshaw, struggles people of color face within society, and gang involvement. Ever since his first album, Sloss & Boy, Volume 1, he has influenced the future of rap music and has been very adamant about manipulation in the music industry. In Hussle's song, Dedication, off his Victory Lap album, he talks about his survival attitude towards society. Growing up on Slauson and Crenshaw and seeing gang activity caused him to fall into that life as well. He was a rolling 60s Crip, but even so, as he got older, he realized that that wasn't the life he wanted for the kids and the upcoming generation. Hussle became an advocate for anti-gang violence and even planned to meet with the LAPD to discuss combating gang recruitment. Unfortunately, due to his untimely death, he was not able to see this through. However, that does not mean his message was not heard. Nipsey's death sparked a massive reaction from the residents of LA and it was nothing but positivity. The two biggest rival gangs in California tied their flags and created a truce in light of his passing, seeing as Nipsey was all about positivity. In life and death, Hustle spread important motivational ideals and made some good music in the meantime. Period.
Nipsey Hussle has a tremendous influence within his community. What separates him from most other artists with a come-up story was that he invested directly back into his neighborhood from the very beginning. His businesses employ local members of the community that traditionally struggle to find quality employment because of economic factors or a variety of other reasons. Nipsey believed in hard work and giving his people the opportunities they needed to grow. Beyond offering jobs, he also valued the strength of brotherhood, as well as deep love and respect for the woman in his life. Modern rappers take pride in maintaining a dominant status, which usually comes from their wealth, the violent things they've done to keep their money, and the number of women they have had sex with. Although Nipsey comes from a community where many men have similar values, I respect him because he understands the relationships you form among brothers and or your partner are priceless.
When Nipsey died, not even 15 minutes after, everybody in LA was at the store. Just the whole city was there because it was that type of death that, like, you don't believe actually happened. It was different than hearing about someone else, some other famous person that you know dying. Nipsey was like family to all of LA and Inglewood because he had such an impact on everybody out there. He was a legend, basically. And it was hard to see all those people out there with candles and bears and people holding their kids crying and, like, hearing everybody talk about him and how great he was, because it was hard to believe that he was actually gone. There would be no more music. You weren't getting any more new clothing designs or anything. It was just, that was it. And there was no more Nipsey Hussle.
Hussle's death continues to boost the artist's renown within a mainstream that hardly knew him. Social media eulogies from celebrities have started to familiarize those unaware with Nip's music, but he was much more than that. His death has made it clear that his legacy will also be anchored to his successful journey out of the roughest corners of LA to become a community-focused business leader. Nip was an indisputable force in the West Coast rap scene, even though his name wasn't one that everyone had heard before. Hussle channeled a violent past into community activism and philanthropy that will define his legacy as much as his music.